Defense attorneys for Catherine Knott are looking into a jury member's history after he posted a long thread about the young woman's trial on the website Reddit. The panel convicted Knott of several charges in last year's beating of a gay couple in Center City, Philadelphia. But as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, her attorneys are now putting the juror under the microscope.
I was juror number 4 on the Catherine Knott trial, AMA, is what public high school teacher Ari Duenas wrote on the site Reddit. AMA is short for Ask Me Anything. On the site, Duenas said one juror was a, quote, idiot, and that the verdict was a, quote, huge compromise. But what got the most attention was his criticism of the media's coverage of the trial. That could suggest he was reading stories about the case while it was going on. If he was, it would be in violation of the judge's order, which was to stay away from press accounts or risk being held in contempt of court.
If I was a defense lawyer, I would certainly be interested in what he or she said. If I thought that the juror disclosed information which would show either his or her own misconduct or misconduct of other jurors, I would certainly look into it.
That's Penn Law Professor David Rudofsky. He says one ambiguous comment on Reddit, a mistrial would need more than that.
Courts generally are very reluctant to reconsider verdicts based on possible, you know, juror misconduct.
Except when a juror is bribed, threatened, or had some kind of outside influence, but that last one is hard to prove. When contacted about his comment, Duenas says he began paying attention to media coverage after the verdict. He says nobody in the jury room mentioned any press accounts.
I was expecting somebody to, like, at least, you know, come up to me and go, hey, I read about this girl. But, like, nothing, that never happened. It was really interesting, and I think people were trying their best to treat this case with respect.
Duenas has since deleted the Reddit thread, as well as his account. Knott's defense attorney, meanwhile, says he's still digging into possible instances of jury misconduct. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.